From conjunctions 24, two stories. Tombola, 1. It is Christmas, and the boy, with no thought of the old man he will become, is imagining instead what he wants for Christmas. He is not thinking of the spirit that needs no material gifts, the spirit his mama says is the true meaning of Christmas, nor the chamber pot he, infirm, might have by his bed at home or at hospital in years to come. Least of all is he thinking of a death by another's malevolent hand, that death which lurks in the shadows, whispering rather than speaking. He is not even thinking of the woman on the balcony, opposite his family's terrace, who would send flowers for his funeral, the woman to whom he, later in his adolescence, will wish to send flowers, his adolescence soon upon him, the stage between now and the old man he will, God willing, become, is far too remote to the shy, unpreoccupied boy who doesn't realize he feels such feelings for her, that he is even capable of such feelings. He is far from considering himself the master of the house whose blood might someday flow from an unnatural death. He is a boy who can fall off his bicycle and scrape his knee, a carefree young boy who stares laughing at the hunchback who passes by. For Christmas he wants a cat, and at this moment he is hungry for his soup. At the age of 15, following his uncle, he arrived in a farm between San Cataldo and Marianapoli in the countryside of Caltanissetta, where he was having an appointment with the chief. After the reunion, in which I did not participate, the men went outside, they embraced me and kissed me and also gave me the money in their pockets. It was then Uncle Luigi explained to them that I had demonstrated I was destined to be affiliated with the organization. 2. There is something strange around the head of the Virgin Mary, something round and glowing. You are crazy, says his mother. Have some coffee, take communion. What, did you fall and see stars? Fall on your head with so little brains already there. Brains in your culo, blows from the back of my hand will stir them up. Then you should go straight to church like a good ragazzo instead of looking up a girl's skirt to see what looks always at the earth. Find instead a girl who could be your bride, Peppino, a good girl to take to church. Take off your hat, Peppino, when you get there. Always take your hat off in church, in the house. Did you think you were living in a palace? If this is a palace, then where are the guards? I would ask them to take you away to the cave, to the grotto, where you go to do what I know you do with the girl, when instead I might have had a child to whom the Immaculate appeared, a boy who would recognize what encircled her head as a holy accessory, not something from outer space. Today, 22% of Italians attend church on Sunday, a third or a quarter take communion, but only half of this number request confession. 3. Lord, forgive us our sins. It is Christmas. We are on our way to church, led by the landlord, said by some to be a thief, said by some to have two women, his tenants, so-called, a decent and a wicked woman, both of whom, can you imagine, sit beside him in church on Christmas Day. Both of whom parade up to take communion and who quarrel, hands folded, one behind the other on communion line about the recipe for minestrone, which the honorable woman makes with more vegetables than beans, and the wicked woman makes with fagioli, far outnumbering verdure. Whose soup he chooses is a stressful game, a test of love, and he has daily indigestion from the pressure of a choice by which he cannot win, compounded by the gas after he eats the spoils, for sometimes he runs back and forth from apartment to apartment, sipping, slurping, belching. I wouldn't be surprised if they all ate together less than 1 hour before receiving communion, gluttons that they are. Only those who stare at the poor, devout hunchback don't stare at them in indignation or fascination. From the time the rooster crows, they quarrel, loud enough to be heard by the woman at the balcony across the way. The charming signorina is too gracious to complain, to shout basta from the balcony. This is Italia, after all, and the landlord, sitting, kneeling, standing between the decent and the wicked woman, listening to the priest drone on about the joyous news of Natale, cannot dispel the image of the legs of Lily. Certainly the temptations of the flesh always threaten poor mortals. Fornication, masturbation, adultery, and homosexuality for the church remain grave sins. Abortion and contraception are very grave, but the devil has assumed many new forms that put society in danger. Theft is a sin.